Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmond alongside John Ray.
You always have to double clutch when you're trying to figure out where you are, don't you? Because you're all over the place.
It's a dramatic pause.
That's a dramatic pause?
It's a dramatic pause.
Well, if our listeners could see the look on your face when you're trying to figure out where you are, they'd know that's not true. But anyway, go ahead.
I'll tell you what, those long nights of drinking are starting to catch up to me.
They are.
But we've got some great guests here in the studio. Looking forward to talking with Tom Coughlin with Inside Design and Andre Wright with The Wright Consult. But before we talk with them and meet with them, I want to tell you about Roswell Infinity. They're one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. All right, time for our first guest here on the show. Tom Coughlin is the Business Development Manager with Inside Design. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Glad to have you here in the studio. Tell us all about Inside Design. What does your company do?
Absolutely. We actually work primarily with custom builders, remodelers, designers, but also homeowners. We supply products, those beautiful wood products you see inside the walls of a house, anything from four lines of cabinetry, flooring, interior doors, trim and millwork. So we work a lot, anywhere from Midtown all the way up to Dahlonega.
Talk about your customers. You talked about new home builders, but you do work with people that are just homeowners.
We do. In fact, we see a lot of times that tends to be folks who want to remodel their home. So we'll work with them. Again, we have designers that work with them in each one of our departments. So a lot of times they'll maybe start with cabinetry for their kitchen or for their bathroom, or maybe with some flooring ideas, anywhere from hardwood flooring to carpet to linoleum, whatever they need, we carry.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with them just over 3.5 years now. And the company has been here in Atlanta for just over 10 years now, but the parent company's been around since 1959.
So you're the business development manager, so I assume you're the one going out and getting the business.
Yeah, the glorified word for sales.
Yeah.
The sales guy, so I'm the one out creating the relationships, meeting a lot with the builders in the market, so I know the market quite well. And then we are not builders ourselves. Again, we supply, and we do some of the installs. And so if we have a client, the homeowner, that is looking for a builder or remodeler, we can actually connect them with the right one that fits their specific job.
How are you out there finding the business? You go into shows where, you know, builders are networking and things like that. How do you grow the business?
Yeah, great question. Through a variety of ways. Certainly through doing networking and connecting with people who may know these builders themselves, going on site to job sites, driving around, using LinkedIn. But a lot of it is through personal connections. Actually, even right through my church, I found several of the builders I work with also attend my church. So it's been a fun experience. I really enjoy what I do.
Okay, Tom, so there's lots of competition out there. We all have competition. What makes you stand out from your competitors?
Yeah, thanks, John. One of the big things for us is we carry all the products our competitors do. Plus, our parent company is one of the manufacturers. We are the largest specialty millwork company in the United States. So we can supply things from very unique flooring. So we have hardwood floors, the red oak, white oak, hickory, maple floors. But what makes them so beautiful is they are 4 to 12 feet in length. So when you see these floors down in your home, it's so significantly different than what you see from our competition. And since we're buying, our parent company is the manufacturer, certainly the pricing is helped out that we aren't just simply a middleman. But then also with our interior doors and trim and millwork, some of the most beautiful things you've seen in the marketplace. And so that's why our builders come to us, but then they use us over and over again because of the quality of the product, but also because of the price. We are competitive as well.
Now, it sounds like your showroom may be a competitive advantage too. Talk about your showroom, what you offer there.
It sure is. We actually just moved into this showroom just over a year and a half ago. We're in Peachtree Corners, Norcross, and we're in a 20,000 square foot space. About the front half, I should say, is about 6,000 square feet of beautiful cabinetry, of flooring, of all those things I mentioned. And the back half is the warehouse. So you can actually come and see the raw product, the doors as they come in before they're installed. So you can put your hands on the flooring and just see the quality of the product. And it's always nice to come see a pretty showroom, but to be able to see the other side of that as well is very unique in my market.
I would think, Tom, the fact that you've got the product already there in the warehouse cuts down on the time that you can get out there and get things installed.
So we do carry a number of things right there in the warehouse, and we also have a number of local suppliers. But even for those items you don't see on our shelf, our parent company, we receive deliveries from twice a week. So many of those items are in stock up there, and they're about 15 acres under roof as far as product that they have in inventory up there, as well as on the production side.
We're talking with Tom Coughlin with Inside Design here on North Fulton Business Radio. And you're based, you mentioned, in Peachtree Corners area. What is the breadth and width of where you actually serve? You serve the Atlanta entire metro area?
We really do. Really, our focus is anywhere in the Atlanta market. I personally service anywhere from Peachtree City up to Dahlonega. I have builders in all those areas. But for some of those builders and homeowners we worked with before, we've actually supplied and serviced clients down on 30A and also up farther into Cashiers and up into the mountains areas. So we're happy to take care of the clients we've been working with.
And you said you've been there about 2.5 years, Tom?
Just over 3.5 years. That's right.
I'm going to ask you a two-part question. First one is maybe the grandest design you've ever seen, something that, like, wow, you know, had that wow factor. I know you've done a lot of impressive work, but one that just you remember that's just...
Sure. Well, actually, we've gotten to work with a number of those. We get to do a lot of the show houses here in the Atlanta market, but even on a daily basis, some of the homes we're doing right now, we just got done a beautiful home that's up in the Manor, which is in North Fulton, up in Milton. Just got done a beautiful 17,000 square foot house that we got to work with.
It wasn't John's house by chance, was it?
Well, it was actually right next door.
Next door, okay.
Yeah, so,
right. Sure thing.
John's was the bigger one that overshadowed this one.
I was back in the guest house, but anyway.
But we got to do the flooring in there. We got to do several of the cabinets in there. And actually, our designer on staff got to work with the homeowner as well on that project, which made it a lot of fun. So we have so many great products, but what makes us different too is the people that work at our company. In each of those departments I spoke of, so just for instance, in our cabinet department, we have 5 specialists that just work with the homeowner or with the builder to make sure they get the product they want, to hit the budget, and to hit the timeline. And if there's ever a problem, we have one person in that department alone that just takes care of any issues. If a cabinet door shows up and maybe it got damaged in transit, we've got an expedited system that person just focuses directly on that to make sure we're helping the builder and the homeowner hit their timelines, but also their budget.
Do you do some consultation beforehand? Somebody knows they want to get some cabinetry here, but they're really not sure exactly what to do. Is there a consultation? Is there a cost for that?
There is no cost for that. In fact, that's part of what we can use our showroom for, is to have the client or builder come in alone or together, and we can walk the showroom. And of course, we always try to start with budget, not to spend up to what the client has or more than, but to stay within that budget and get as much of the product, cabinet, or flooring into the home as possible and stay within the budget, because that's so important.
The other part of the question I didn't get to after asking the most impressive thing you saw is maybe the most unique or original, something that was a little outside the spectrum, outside the box that you may have seen. Anything over the last 3.5 years you remember that was like, oh, wow, that's different.
You know, the fun thing about that I get to see that probably on a monthly basis of somebody, especially the fun designers we get to work with that come in. They're always coming up with some new creative ideas. We're getting ready to do a herringbone pattern on a floor that's going to extend through 3 different rooms. I've never seen that before personally. They normally do it in a section, but we're going to do this, and our installers from our company are going to help lay that pattern out, and it's going to be in that home here within the next couple of weeks. So we get to see a lot of fun things in my industry.
That's cool, Tom. Now, You talked about the cabinet department. Any other departments you want to brag on? Because you've got a lot of different aspects to the business, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Thanks so much for asking. Yeah, because I love bragging on the people, because the products is the easy side, I think, but it's getting the quality of people, and we have them. The other side, I would say, is our flooring side right away. We have four flooring specialists that are on staff, as well as our install teams that have been with us for over 10 years, which is really kind of unique in the marketplace. If you got to see the fun floors, I mean, flooring, I know, doesn't sound too glamorous, but boy, when you could see the quality of work they can do at the price point we can hit, it's truly remarkable. We have anything from pre-finished, factory-finished engineered floors to site-finished hardwood floors. Again, the carpet, and the site-finished engineered floors, which is a lot of people may or may not know what that is, but a lot of people who've got beautiful basements, you can't put solid hardwood floors down there. You want to put a product that looks just like your floors on the other levels. We can do a site finished so the color matches the other floors in the house. And it's a lot of fun to see.
You mentioned John's huge mansion earlier during the interview, but what about the person's maybe living, you know, like more like me, in a more medium-sized home?
Sure.
And maybe listening right now going, okay, I can't afford some company like Inside Design. Can you work with folks like that?
Absolutely. That's why we carry, just again, on the cabinet side, four different lines of cabinets to hit price points that can start from, say, we've done kitchens starting at about $7,000, $7,500 worth of cabinets, all the way up to the, you know, multiple six-figure into a single home line of cabinets. So we really have got a line of products that can start from a very reasonably priced up to as beautiful and adventurous as you want to get. And the same thing on the flooring side too. We can actually be very competitive with anybody out there on the market. We've got an array of products. That's why we say we carry anything from commodity all the way up to the most specialized products on the market today.
You mentioned kitchens, Tom. You don't do full remodels for kitchens. You just concentrate on the cabinetry. I mean, you don't, the sinks, appliances, that would be...
Yeah. So once again, so we have designers on staff that can help with a person who are a builder or a homeowner who's coming in who needs help with those types of things. We can help them with the purchase of those items. We are not remodelers or builders ourselves. If a permit needs to be pulled, we need to find a remodeler or a builder to help them with that. But as far as we can be turnkey, as far as installing cabinets, installing flooring, things of that nature, we can do. But we work directly with homeowners, builders, remodelers, and designers in the marketplace.
Tom, talk to the homeowner out there that maybe is looking to renovate their home and they're looking for the best bang for their buck in terms of adding value to their home. Give some advice to that individual.
Well, you always hear about kitchens and master bathrooms. Those seem to be the places where people do want to put their money. And especially in the kitchen, that's where people spend a lot of their time, a lot of their free time with their family. We gather around in the kitchen while dinner or lunch is being prepared. And it seems to be that those are the rooms that flow right into the family room. So, of course, the rooms you're going to spend a lot of time in is where we want to focus on. So that those are great places really to make investments into your home and also investments into your family.
And I want to back that up. About several years ago, my parents invested in new cabinetry in their kitchen, and just, I mean, it looked incredible and it added to. They had the drawers that you can't slam them shut. They slowly close. And so there's neat things out there. What are maybe some of the latest trends when it comes to cabinetry or the cool things that you've seen?
Well, we're seeing, like you just spoke of, Mike, the soft closed drawers are certainly very popular out there. But there's a lot of different things on the market right now that revolve around anything from appliance-wise. But on the cabinet side, we're seeing a lot of multicolor type of design. You might see the island in one color or a stain color, and then you'll see the wall cabinets in a painted. We're seeing still a lot of grays in color we're seeing out there, but there's such a fun variation. A lot of times you see trends in the market. Right now, people will ask me, just for instance, say on the flooring, hey, what color are people staining floors these days? There is such a variety on the market right now, which is really fun. I see anything from grays to ebonies to very lights. And even we're staining floors white these days in certain homes. So there actually isn't one trend out there that's going on right now, which really makes it a lot of fun for us as a supplier and installer of the products that we carry.
Well, Tom, it's too bad you don't like your job, but we do appreciate you coming on and explaining all this to you.
I know Tom has no enthusiasm.
Yeah,
right?
No, I love the fact that, I mean, he's got a smile on his face, and it's really neat stuff. And it really is, I mean, the before and after. Are there some before and after photos that you have maybe on the website?
You know, I think most of the, honestly, the ones on the website are pretty much the finished product of what we offer. But we do have a lot of those in-house. So if somebody comes in and wants to see some befores and after, what we really do there with a, with something like that is we try to promote the builders and remodelers we're working with because they are the custom folks that take it from beginning to end.
So we want to get folks to the showroom definitely to see the beautiful products that you have. Tell us exactly where that's located.
Absolutely. We are 4 miles north of 285 on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. We're 5933 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. If anybody's familiar with the area, it's right after the split of 141 to the left, Peachtree Industrial to the right, half mile up on the left-hand side.
I know exactly where that's at. And for those that would like to find out more about your products and services, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. They can go onto our website, of course, and that's myinsidedesign.com. And it looks like my inside sign when you spell it out. Or they're welcome to give me a call directly. I could be happy to answer any questions anybody has. And if you don't mind, I can give out my cell phone even. It's 770-313-7188.
And My Inside Design, again, you kind of mash the two words together. So it's MYINSIDESIGN.com.
You nailed it, Mike.
Like you said, it looks like what? Inside
looks
sign.
Looks like My Inside
My
Sign.
Inside Sign, but it's My Inside Design is how we refer to it. Great stuff, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Mike and John.
Tom Coughlin with Inside Design here on North Fulton Business Radio. There's a dramatic pause again.
I was on the edge of my chair there. Are you tired?
Am I tired?
Yes.
No, I'm wide awake.
Are you tired of being frustrated?
I'm always tired of being frustrated.
Okay. Well, then
I work with you every single day.
Well, then I don't know if Proactive Payroll can solve that problem, but they can solve another problem if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your businesses. Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and workers' comp reporting, and more. Proactive Payroll doesn't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
You know, John, people can start thinking you and I don't like each other. You know, we folks out there, just to let you know, we just kid with each other because we do like each other.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Trey, the producer, we don't like, but that's another story.
Yeah, he's frowning at us right now, so.
All right, our next guest here is Andre Wright, and the great thing is he's not on microphone, so he can't say anything.
He's holding his finger over the button, threatening us.
Yeah. We're number one. Okay, you too, Trey. Andre Wright with the Wright Consult is our next guest here on the program. Andre, welcome to the program.
Good to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for joining the shenanigans. We appreciate it very much. Tell us about the Wright Consult. You are the CEO, founder,
yes,
so, president, all that good stuff. So what do you do?
So we are a digital marketing agency. We help customers to boost their presence online with programs such as Google AdWords PPC, search engine optimization, and social media management. And also we build effective and beautiful websites. So those are some of the services that we provide. We always try to help customers to get more leads online. That's the mainstay of our company, is to work with customers so that they could succeed online.
I would hope business owners, business operators, executives today that are running companies understand the importance of social media and digital media as well, because if you're not, you're living in the old ages, I guess, the Stone Age.
No, definitely. You know, I always quote this research that was done that says that over 80% of buyers research online first. So without an effective online presence, I mean, you're losing to the competitor, and you're losing a lot of market share. So so it's so important for business owners to have an effective digital strategy so that they could strive. And if they don't, they're losing.
So how long has the Wright Consult been around?
We've been around for a little shy of 2 years.
Okay, so tell me about your background and how you got from where you were to starting the Wright Consult.
Well, I started in the digital marketing space over 7 years ago with this Google outsource company in Tempe called Rivana. So my last stint there was managing over 30 AdWords certified professionals, working on different AdWords platforms and devising new strategies for people to grow online. So that's where I started in the digital marketing space. Then I moved here to Atlanta and I worked as digital marketing manager for this company called Force Marketing for a brief stint. Then I decided to start my own company because my thing is I'm an expert at this. I can do this. I've been doing this for a long period of time, helping customers to grow. Why not just start my own company and continue to do so? So that's where I'm at today.
So you had that aha moment,
yes,
where you said,
yes,
I could probably do, I can do this and I could do it better and really help companies.
No, definitely. And, you know, even the customers that we're working with now, you know, we've seen a tremendous growth. One of our customers in Roswell, in the first month of our campaign, he got like 10 leads out of that campaign. So we produce results, and that's what distinguishes us from the competitors. You know, we not just talk a talk. You know, we believe in results, and that's what, you know, keep us going, and that's why our customers love us.
It's got to be scary to go into business for yourself. I know there are a lot of listeners out there that are entrepreneurs that are starting their own businesses. What's some advice you might give somebody who might be in your shoes thinking, maybe I should go out on my own? What would you tell them?
I mean, you have to be focused. You have to have a goal. You have to know that they're going to be rocky times, but you know, you have to also be strategic. You know, you have to know that, you know, this is my plan. In essence, you have to have a plan. Don't just jump off and go, you know, on your own. You have to have a plan to know how to move from point A to point B. And also get some good mentors, you know, people who have been in the business for a while who can guide you along the way. And I'm blessed to have some, you know, some people, you know, behind me that is helping with the process. So that's so important for new business or entrepreneurs who want to go out there, just to have a plan and ensure that you have that, you know, that guidance.
Now, Andre, digital marketing, that's a big subject, lots of elements to that, applies to a lot of different businesses. Who are some of the specific clients that you work with?
Some of our clients, we work with Hainsbridge Dental.
Well, you don't necessarily, if you want to mention them, you can, mm-hmm. but I guess I'm getting at the verticals you.
Oh, in terms
you,
of the,
yeah,
in terms
you,
of the,
you work with.
In terms of the vertical, we work with a wide cross section. You know, we have done business with kitchen and bath companies. We've done business with dealerships, and we're big now on the healthcare space. We're working a lot with doctors and dentists, and so that's our niche right now. That's our focus.
Let's talk a little bit about that niche then, dentists and doctors. So, what are some of the particular needs that they have from a digital marketing point of view that you address? And maybe you can talk about a success story or two.
Well, I mean, new patients. You know, they want to grow. The space is so competitive. As you can imagine, there are a lot of dentists around the place. You know, so it's so important that they set themselves apart from the competition. So our goal at TWC is to, you know, go in, do an assessment, you know, see where they're at, you know, look at their competitors, and then provide effective programs for, you know, for them to grow and for them to succeed. So, you know, each strategy will be different, you know, for each company. So that's why we have to go in, do the assessment and do the analysis, and then provide a comprehensive program so that they can grow.
We're talking with Andre Wright with the Wright Consult here on North Fulton Business Radio. When we were talking earlier with Tom, he explained how he found new business. You're in a pretty competitive field. Of all the things you could do, you got into one of the most competitive fields, one of the biggest growing fields as well, but so competitive. It seems like everybody now is doing digital marketing of some sort, social media of some sort. So how do you go out and find your new customers?
So you're right. I mean, it's very competitive. So you have to be strategic. So one of the big things for me is networking. You know, I want to say also I'm the president of the Roswell BNI. So I do a lot of networking all over the place, because I know that people do business with who they know, you know.
Right.
So I try to go around and shake some hands and, you know, introduce myself and, you know, and get to know people. So that's a big part of my company. And also I do some cold calls. You know, people shy away from cold calls, but even the customer that we brought on recently, I just, you know, went to their practice and like, hey, I'm head of a digital marketing company and we want to help you grow. And the customer just signed on. So Apart from that, the cold call in, and we obviously we do some online promotions because that's what we do to help the company. But networking is huge for us, because even you mentioned that the digital marketing space, it's so competitive and so saturated. So you get more and more that people want to do business with who they can trust, you know. So it's more important now for you know, for digital marketers to sit down with customers and get to know them, and a lot of face-to-face meetings so that they could get the business.
I know one size doesn't fit all, and you know, there's different companies out there, but what are some of the trends you're seeing? What are some of the things that maybe you're directing some of your clients to these days that are really working? You know, you're hearing, you know, Facebook Live is really growing. Mm-hmm. You always want to have a video presence on YouTube, things like
right.
that. What are some of the hot trends right now when it comes to social media and digital marketing?
You mentioned it. I mean, paid social, Facebook is big time. The good thing with Facebook, the cost per click, the cost is less than, for example, Google AdWords. It's a little bit more expensive. So you could get more bang for your buck on Facebook if you're strategically targeted, if you have a good targeted campaign. So, you know, I encourage a lot of customers to do a lot of Facebook ads. That's critical. And also, you're right in terms of videos. Video marketing is big time. It's so important to have a video on your website, you know, to go live, you know, because what you find nowadays, as I mentioned before, you know, customers want to connect with you, you know, so when you go live and talk with your customers, you know, they could, you know, they could see you, they could feel you, they could see that tendency, they could know more about you. And that's what builds the trust factor, and they will definitely do business with you. So I definitely encourage customers to do a lot of videos, go live, you know, don't shy around, don't hide from the customer. The customer wants to see you.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I see it and you do too, a lot of people that maybe do that, but what kind of content should be live? I mean, talk a little bit about that, maybe from a dentist's point of view or a doctor's point of view. I mean, what would be the content they would cover?
Right. I mean, and that's a great question, because, I mean, you just don't want to go live everywhere and you're not targeted. You have to go where your customers are. You know, for example, a dentist, I mean, it's so good to have an effective social media, a Facebook strategy where you could communicate to your customers. You could tell them about the new things in the practice, you know, and you know, talk about, for example, you know, a doctor, you talk about some specific ailment and how they can overcome it. So as I mentioned before, even with in the healthcare space, that communication has to be there, because there is so much competition out there, even for doctors and dentists, so that these little things can make a difference, you know, by you just being there and just be present with the customers.
And one of the things I'm sure that Andre does is really help them, because I've seen some doctors do like videos, and they do them with, I don't know, with like an iPhone, and the audio is horrible.
Yep.
The video is terrible, and it almost does a disservice.
It backfires.
It does exactly what you don't want it to do. So, you know, business owners, that they want to run their business. They're out there, you know, trying to make their money running their business. They want someone else maybe to take care of their social media. How do business owners engage with you? Is it on a contract basis? You know, obviously the name of the company is called The Right Consult. Is there a consultation?
Yeah.
How do I, as a business owner, work with you?
So we have different programs. And I just want to touch on one thing real quick. You're right. You have some doctors, dentists, they try to do some videos. They don't come off well, and that could be bad for them. Could definitely be a backfire. But that's why we recommend that, you know, recommend them come to us, you know, as a professional to help you with those kind of things. But in terms of the contracts, you know, it varies. We have month-to-month contract, and then we have a six-month contract, and also an annual contract for our customers.
All right. The biggest and most important question I'm going to ask you right now is, for those that would like to look into your services, how can they reach out and find out more about you and reach out to you?
Well, they can go to therightconsult.com, and they could, you know, go on Facebook / The Right Consult, Instagram / The Right Consult, and follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/ The Right Consult.
And we got to let folks know that it's Andre Wright, WRIGHT.
Yes.
So there's the W in there. So when they do therightconsult.com, make sure you have the W in there, therightconsult.com, WRIGHT. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. All right, Mr. Wright, Andre Wright. He's always right.
The Definitely.
Right consult.
We do digital marketing the right way.
There you go.
Yep.
With a W for win. Andre, thank you for joining us.
Thanks much, guys, for having us.
All right. Thanks again for our guest for joining us. Andre Wright with the Wright Consult. Great job. And Tom Coughlin with Inside Design.
And Mike, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
And there's a really cool Business Radio X studio there as well.
Right inside.
All right, great job, John. Appreciate it very much. Let's do it again next week. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. I want to thank all our listeners. A reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our shows 24/7 by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We also ask you to follow us and subscribe to us on iTunes. You can catch all our shows there as well. For our guests, for John, for our producer, Trey, who we really do like. We don't not like Trey. He puts us on the air. No, we really do like you. Believe it or not, we do.
We do.
For Trey and everybody else, I'm Mike, and we'll see you soon here on North Fulton Business Radio.